Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Okay, it's spring festival season now in Toronto. There's a Cinefranco Special Quebec on this weekend with French language movies for free admission. Next week is the 29th anniversary of Images, with galleries and movie theaters presenting art on film. And Hot Docs, Toronto's documentary festival, unparalleled, starts later this month. But right now, starting today, is TIFF Kids, with movies all over the world for kids age 3 to 13. This week, I'm looking about movies for the young and old about life and death. There's a real-life drama about a dog at a sanctuary trying to keep the animals alive, and a biopic about a country and western singer trying to drink himself to death. Oddball, directed by Stuart MacDonald. Emily, played by Sarah Snook, is a conservationist from a small town in Australia. It's a tourist village filled with locals dressed in historical outfits. Emily lives with her young daughter Olivia, played by Coco Jack-Gillies, and her boyfriend Bradley, played by Alan Tudyk, a tourism exec from New York City. Her job? To keep alive a tiny flock of fairy penguins. These adorable little birds return each year to nest on a rocky island just offshore. It's a wildlife preserve. But the penguins are threatened by an invasive European species, the fox, that's knocking down their numbers. For the island to remain a sanctuary free of development, it has to have at least 10 of those little penguins. So they set up a watchman with a tranquilizer gun to stop the foxes, and they build special boxes for the penguins to nest in. But still, those numbers keep decreasing. What can they do to save the penguins? Enter Olivia's grandpa, played by Shane Jacobson, and his dog, Oddball. Swampy is this husky-bearded chicken farmer, given to frank talk and wild schemes. Oddball is a furry white dog who keeps the foxes out of Swampy's chicken coops. Olivia adores her grandpa and the dog. Emily does too, but finds him a bit of a nuisance. And Bradley, he can't stand Oddball. And when the dog runs rampant through the city, all hell breaks loose. He messes up an important tourist event and upsets the apple cart, literally. The town bigwigs are furious, and they banish Oddball from the town forever. But when Swampy one day notices how kind Oddball is to a penguin he saves, he and Olivia come up with a secret plan. Oddball becomes the official penguin guard on that rocky island, but they mustn't let the bad guys, who want to develop the island into a tourist trap, know what they're doing. Can they save the penguins, outsmart the townsfolk, and preserve the sanctuary? Okay, Oddball is a cute movie based on a true story. It's full of fair dinkum Aussie culture, and it avoids most of the mistakes you find in kids' movies. There's no talking dogs, no supernatural, no violence, no princesses, and no commercial tie-ins. The only thing this movie is selling is conservationism. It's a great introduction for little kids who want to learn about the environment. I Saw the Light, written and directed by Mark Abraham. It's 1944 in Andalusia, Alabama. Hank and Audrey are young musicians madly in love. Audrey, played by Elizabeth Olsen, is pretty as a picture with doe eyes and auburn hair. Hank Williams, played by Tom Hiddleston, is a skinny and tall guy with jug ears. They're getting married on the sly with no wedding, no preacher, no guests. They hope to be famous someday, but for now they still live with Hank's single mother, Lily, played by Cherry Jones. She's the classic stage mother, chauffeuring her son to shows for 10 years now. Her Hank can do no wrong, but that Audrey, she could be trouble. Hank and his band, guitar, bass, fiddle, steel, perform their hillbilly tunes on local radio each morning and at a bar each night. Some people like the sad songs he writes, but it doesn't stop the hecklers and the haters from making his life miserable. One man nearly breaks his back in an unprovoked barroom brawl. So Hank shows up drunk as a skunk at most of his gigs. Alcohol eases his pain. And his mom keeps him happily inebriated, dropping bottles of hooch into his coat pockets when no one's looking. Audrey doesn't like it one bit. She thinks they'd be famous by now if it weren't for Hank's drunkenness. And when he drops her from his radio show, her screechy voice is very unpopular, things get dicey between the two. And though he's a prolific songwriter, churning out hits by the dozen, Hank wants to be known as a performer. What's his ultimate goal? To join the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. Easier said than done. I Saw the Light follows Hank's quick rise to fame, cut short by a heart attack at age 29. Based on a tell-all biography, the movie concentrates on his problems at home and his troubles at work. So we get to see his fights with his wife, his extramarital affairs, his alcoholism, his back pain, his addiction to painkillers. At work, we're privy to the backroom deals of the country music industry with his agent manager Fred Rose, played by Bradley Whitford, as our guide and sometimes narrator. The question is, why? His agent's boring and his home life is depressing. It's all very sordid and sad with hardly any good moments to relieve his relentless funk. I'm not saying the movie's boring, it's just not fun to watch. We ogle Hank's hard times from afar, but we never really get to see inside his heart or share his passion. One redeeming factor of the movie is Hank Williams' music. Something about his songs, both the sad tunes and the upbeat ones, never fail to bring a tear to my eye. I Saw the Light opens tonight in Toronto. Check your local listings. And Oddball is the opening night film at TIFF Kids. Go to tiff.net for showtimes. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.